I don't know if it's your clearance level that gave you that, you know, the additional information about black projects and about certain aspects of, well, to name Area 51 specifically, possibly other places that you haven't told me about yet. Do you want to go, you know, start down that road slightly?
Sure. The level of secrecy and secret facilities and the capabilities of our nationally kept secrets would shatter most people's imagination of what is possible. Area 51, Los Alamos, Dulce, 100 other top secret bases where information is kept or hidden from the public in general, it would be very hard to accept that all of this information that is currently held secret and classified is actually real.
And you know this because why?
Because I've experienced things in the military that I've then told people about, and by and large, people that have never held a top secret clearance would call me either at the mildest a liar, the greatest accusation crazy. Certainly my experience at Area 51 and Psy training and what I learned there and the abilities that evolved from that training session that we all seem to pick up on rather easily were most easily described to the layman as Jedi skills. It's very easy, if you know what I know, to see the correlation between what happens in the movie in the Jedi training and what happens in Area 51 and Psy training.
But to get back to Area 51, and I understand that at this point you would be violating a security oath to talk about it, right?
Let me put it in terms that it's easier for me to say and not have to go into the details of how I know, but just that I know. I'll present it to everybody very simply. What could be so important at Area 51 that would require the level of secrecy that is in existence around that facility? Well, certainly if I said that we kept the U.S. space fleet there and that space fleet was what we would understand to be UFOs, even though the technology is easy to describe and easy to talk about and easy to educate people on, you need a lot of background in the evolution of the science that makes those things possible to be able to accept that the U.S. has dozens, if not hundreds, of vehicles that are more than capable of space flight and make it so we would have a fleet of vehicles that would be seemingly extraterrestrial. And the reason that that has to be kept that way is because if you know that those vehicles exist, you start to question the technology that they're based on. And when you start to do that, then you start to question why we're still using petroleum products and solid rocket boosters and everything else, and things get quickly out of hand after that. So to keep those vehicles a secret is to keep everything else a secret, which is why you would need that level of security to prevent anybody from finding out about it.
Okay, but that space fleet, as you call it, is capable of going
anywhere easily throughout the solar system without much time or hindrance to the occupants.
Okay, and explain how fast one could get to Mars, for example.
Just below the speed of light.
Okay. But in an hour?
A day. I would
a day
say it would be more reasonable.
Okay.
Incredibly fast.
Okay, have you seen these vehicles yourself?
I've seen one type of one vehicle.
Okay.
And compared to when I saw it, which was more than 10 years ago, and what should exist now, I would say that it was a tinker toy bucket of parts compared to what we should have in existence now, based on the evolution of the technology that I know. As far as off-world basis, I do not possess any personal knowledge. I do, however, believe in and have seen information that would suggest that anybody with a decent telescope could take a look at both the surface of the moon and the surface of Mars and see some things that look very terrestrial.
Sure.
And things that didn't exist 20, 30 years ago. One of the caveats that I do have some personal information that I did get personally involved in was some information that had to do with the Stargates and Looking Glass, and more specifically the 2012 problem with those projects. Popular opinion of what's out there right now is that the project was shut down because there was a problem when we approached 2012. I've heard it described a number of ways, but to my knowledge, the problem is that the timelines converge on that point in time. And when you know enough about the Stargate projects and the Looking Glass project to know that how string theory works and how the possibility of possibilities works and how making one choice over here doesn't necessarily mean that the other choice couldn't exist at the same time. But once you get your brain wrapped around this subject, you find out that at the end of 2012, in an easy way to put it, the choices that we make become less and less consequential to the future. And eventually we're pushed into this bottleneck of time, no matter which choice we make. And that's important to the people that had access to Looking Glass because they would use Looking Glass knowing the choices that they would make and the future would pop up. The big mistake was coming up with the possibility of future. And when we started using a computer to say, well, if we make this choice, it's 79% possible that this scenario happens, and 23% are possible, or whatever, you know, I'm using round numbers, that this scenario would happen. The understanding at the time was that was realistic. However, if you go down the road further and free will continues to exercise itself on this game, that 79% possibility sometimes changes very, very fast. But if you look at the situation in a point of time, it seems very realistic that that's the greatest possibility. What happened was people, very smart people, began to figure out that something big was coming up. Something that made it so all the possibilities of all the future scenarios of any choice, any possibility that was fed in and observed through the looking glass inherently ended up in the same future. And no decision, no possibility changed past a certain point. That's the big secret.
Okay, so is that certainly 2012 in your understanding?
It well coincides with December 21st, 2012.
So at that point, all possibilities lead to the same
timelines. All possible timelines lead to the same basic set of history in the future.
And what is that history to you? Did you know that, or did you find that out?
That is the big question. That is the big secret. That is what sends everybody that has all of the information, that knows everything, into a blind panic. The people that know everything about Looking Glass, that have gotten all the reports and all the information, the elites of the world, probably figured out that that was the end of the game. I mean, nothing could be manipulated beyond that point.
This was from a Camelot interview from January 2012 with Bill Wood.